Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we are taking a shortcut, really, into what feels like an AI music gold rush.
It really does.
I mean, all those old barriers to making music,
Yeah.
needing thousands of dollars in gear, years of practice, they've just poof, vanished.
Gone overnight.
So we're diving into a stack of sources that don't just show off cool tech. They actually reveal the systems people are using, like right now, to make money from AI sound.
And serious money, too.
Oh, serious money at a shocking speed. I mean, think about this. One stat we found showed a YouTube channel gaining over 200,000 subscribers
In how long?
in just 3 weeks, all from remixing popular songs.
Wow.
And we also saw channels making up to $33,000 a month just by reimagining classic songs.
That speed is astonishing, and it's exactly why we need to unpack this. I think the mission for us today has to be moving beyond the flashy, hey, look what AIs can do demos.
Right. Anyone can make a fun song.
Exactly. We're going to analyze the systems, the platforms, and the legal stuff you need to actually build a sustainable income here. So focusing on utility, commercial safety, and really giving you the blueprint without the overload.
Okay, so let's start with the tool at the center of all this, the one cited everywhere, Music GPT.
The engine behind the gold rush.
It really is. It's basically democratizing production overnight. And its capabilities are surprisingly broad. It can generate full, professional sounding songs.
But also sound effects, right? And voiceovers.
High quality text-to-speech voiceovers, yeah.
And I think what's fascinating is how that changes the creator's job. You don't have to spend years learning some complex audio software anymore.
Not at all. The input is just text. You type what you want in a prompt box, but that doesn't mean you lose control. The customization is actually really deep. You can pick instrumentals only, or you can have it generate lyrics for you, like make a dance track about breaking up, or you can remix a song that already exists, or even just make a track longer to fit a video.
Got it. So a lot of flexibility.
A ton. And the creation demo in the sources was just, well, it was super impressive. The creator asked for a high-energy house track.
Okay.
Heavy, driving bass line, a catchy female vocal hook, all from a single text prompt.
And the quality.
The notes we read said it was, well, the word they used was speechless. Not just passable, but club ready, fully mastered, ready to go.
And that demo brings us right to the most critical piece for making money, which is the commercial license.
Ah, the legal part.
Exactly. You can make amazing music, but if you can't legally use it to earn, it's just a hobby.
A very cool toy.
Right. And tools like Music GPT, they stress that everything you create is explicitly safe for commercial use. And that is absolutely essential. It's how you avoid those copyright headaches that just ruin so many creators.
So that's the non-negotiable foundation for actually making money here.
It is. You're basically buying the legal right to profit from the output.
So now that we know we can create stuff safely, where are people actually making the cash?
Right. So with that legal part sorted, we can look at the actual income streams.
The sources laid out five of them, and I think we can break them down into two big categories. You got the big broadcasting channels, and then the more targeted service utility streams.
Good way to put it.
So number one, you've got these AI remix YouTube channels. These are the ones getting all the attention, gaining hundreds of thousands of views so fast.
One's riding that wave of novelty.
Exactly. They're taking songs everyone knows and just flipping the genre.
Yeah.
Like a Motown version of a new pop song or Michael Jackson as a country singer.
And the appeal there is that mashup of familiarity and surprise.
For sure. And what's wild is how little effort the video part takes. A lot of them just use a simple static AI-generated image right over the audio.
So they're maximizing the audio hook and just minimizing the visual work. It's really smart. It's clickbait, but it's leveraging nostalgia.
Yeah. Okay. Number two is in that same kind of high volume category, steady and lo-fi music channels.
Ah, the background noise generators.
Pretty much long, repetitive instrumental tracks people play while they work or relax. The sources said you can use the tool's Explore tab for quick ideas on what's trending and just generate hours of content.
And those videos are often incredibly long, right? Like hours and hours of a looped track with some calming visual. The
Exactly.
genius of that strategy is how people use it. They just leave it on for hours, which racks up a massive amount of view time.
And view time is the key metric for YouTube monetization.
The absolute key. It's like a set it and forget it content machine built for passive listening. Now, those first two are about broadcasting to a huge audience.
Right.
The next three shift into that other category, Ramy, the service utility. This is about providing direct custom value to other creators.
So moving from chasing mass attention to just filling a very specific need.
Precisely. So number three, selling custom tracks on freelance sites like Fiverr.
For other YouTubers.
YouTubers, streamers, people making corporate videos, they are all desperate for background music they know won't get them a copyright strike.
So you become their go-to for safe music.
Exactly. You take their prompt, you generate a unique track, and you sell it for, say, $10 to $50. Instant utility.
But is focusing only on instrumental music a big limitation?
You'd think so, but the sources actually said that's a smart move. For most professional content, especially with narration, vocals are just distracting.
Ah, that makes sense. You don't want the music competing with the speaker.
Exactly. The preference is overwhelmingly for instrumental only. It makes the service cleaner and the utility way higher.
Okay, so you're a silent partner to the creator.
Absolutely. Then you have number four, selling sound effect packs.
On places like Etsy or Gumroad.
You got it. The sound generator can create bundles of professional sound effects super fast. Things like a sharp UI click for a mobile app or a whoosh transition for a video editor.
Or even like a friendly dog barking.
A friendly dog barking. Nature sounds for a game developer. You're turning a basic function into a specialized B2B product.
Super specific.
Very. And number five is offering voiceover services. Just using the text-to-speech feature.
Without ever using your own voice.
Or hiring an actor. You can pick specific AI voices. The example was a really natural ASMR male voice and sell that as a service. Or you could build entire YouTube channels that just need a consistent quality voiceover on top of simple visuals.
Yeah.
So we've talked a lot about audio, but if you really look at the money, the sources point to this big opportunity gap. The internet is getting saturated with AI audio.
Okay.
But the real opportunity, where you see figures like $33,000 a month, is in creating complete, high-quality AI-generated music videos.
That immediately makes me think about the workload, though. A static image is almost zero effort. Is jumping to a full video really worth it?
That's the question, right. And the sources say yes, but only if you're systematic about it. I mean, Think about what it would take to make a video for $33K with humans.
The full studio, editors, lighting crews, it would take months.
And this technology just collapses all that time and cost. It's a huge paradigm shift.
Okay, so before we get to the tool for that, what about the legal side?
Good point. With high-value content, you have to de-risk. A lot of those viral remix channels get into trouble using copyrighted songs.
Right.
The smart strategy is to leverage the public domain. You just eliminate the legal risk entirely.
So you can just ask ChatGPT for a list of public domain Christmas songs or something.
Exactly. Give me the top 10 public domain patriotic songs. Now you have legally safe material you can remix and monetize forever.
So let's get into the process. The tool for these videos is Invito V4.0. And the first step, just like with audio, is the prompt.
But it has to be way more detailed.
Way more. You need music direction, video direction, camera style, performance shots, the overall tone.
And if you don't know how to write that, you can just
use ChatGPT to write the prompts for you. You feed it the song, and it spits out the detailed prompt. It's using the tools to use the tools.
That's brilliant.
So let's look at the examples. One was a public domain remix of Joy to the World.
Okay, a classic.
They made a 1-minute cinematic video, sung in a warm, soulful gospel style with like 1960s and modern R&B vibes. The tool created a whole short film from a safe classic.
Complete with staging and lighting.
The second example was even more advanced. It was for a song by a totally AI artist named S.A.
So an original song.
Right. They first used another tool to generate a consistent character image for S.A. Then they told the video tool to tell a story about a breakup at Christmas with sad black and white scenes and colorful flashbacks.
And it kept the character looking the same the whole time.
That's the key. It maintained the character's likeness throughout the whole story.
And to get that level of consistency, you have to use very specific settings.
You do. The source is said to always select the ultra setting and use features like VO3 and Sora.
And just to be clear, VO3 is the engine that handles all the complex physics and lighting, and Sora is what ensures that character continuity. So S.A. looks the same in the past and present.
Right, but this level of generation, It's not free.
Of course not. The investment for these advanced plans starts around $100 a month. But the key is that investment often bundles those powerful features together. It's a shift from a free tech demo to a serious business tool. Okay, So let's shift gears from the creative tools to the actual business strategy that makes all this work.
Right.
There's a great warning from a veteran producer, Jordan Baywood, who said, some artists have 3 million listeners and no money. Focus on income.
Oof. That hits hard.
It does. If you're using AI to make music, you need to be building a utility-focused business, not just chasing vanity metrics.
So what does that mean in practice, away from the whole YouTube lottery?
It means focusing on local direct sales, things that give you immediate cash flow. So local licensing, for example.
You mean selling soundscapes to local advertisers?
Exactly. Using platforms like Radio 337, or even simpler, creating custom royalty-free background tracks and selling them directly to local businesses.
Like coffee shops or real estate agents.
Coffee shops, car dealerships, anyone who needs unique, safe music for their marketing. They don't need a viral hit. They just need a clean, professional asset.
Which all comes back to consistency, right?
Mm-hmm.
The source has really hammered that home. Success isn't about one viral video, it's a system.
Yes, and the system they suggested was so actionable. It was drop one song a month, post 30 reels promoting your services, focus on one platform, and repeat for a year.
The AI handles the speed of creation.
And the human provides the marketing and the consistency.
Yeah, right.
And finally, that strategy has to be backed by what they called omnipresence in your market, using SEO, local business directories, making sure your services function like a digital open sign.
So you're not just a musician, you're a digital storefront.
Exactly. So when that local business realizes they need a custom track, your name is the first one they see.
Wow. This has been a really comprehensive deep dive. We've seen the power of these tools like Music GPT and Envato in making professional content creation just incredibly fast and easy.
They've automated the talent and the production value in a way.
They really have.
But I think the key takeaway across all the sources is that the tool does the heavy lifting. But your success really hinges on your own personal action.
And having that smart, utility-focused business system.
Right. The tech is democratizing the creation part, but it is definitely not automating entrepreneurship.
Not at all.
And that leads us to a final, I think, provocative thought for you to mull over. We saw AI creating these incredible cinematic music videos, right? With complex characters.
Yeah, the SA artist video.
But one source mentioned this tiny, almost ironic detail. The producer still had to go in and manually edit the footage frame by frame to fix the lip syncing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to get it perfectly on beat. So the question is, even with the most advanced, most expensive generative AI tools, the ones with Sora and all that, how much of that essential human labor, that micro-editing, that fine-tuning, is still the real bottleneck for truly professional output?